Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Happy weekend, everybody. Glad to have you along again for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. As always, we have the big bands and the great singers, and today it's our celebration of St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, the wearing of the green comes up on Tuesday, and I'm sure some partying has begun this weekend. We'll join in with a couple of handfuls of Irish songs today. And of course, we have the countdown, and this weekend we're heading back to March in 1944. So, that's what's on our plate today, and if you're ready, let's get to it.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times. And we start on the countdown from this weekend in 1944, the Billboard sales chart. And coming in at number 10, the first of two versions of Shoo Shoo Baby. And this is 19-year-old Mansfield, Texas native Ella Mae Morse.
You've seen him up and down the avenue, and now he's wearing the navy blue. She had a tear in the corner of her eye as he said his last goodbye. Shoo, 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 baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Bye, 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 baby. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Don't cry, baby. Don't sigh, baby. Bye, 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 baby. When I come back, we'll live a life of ease. Seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. But Papa's gotta be rough now, so he can be sweet to you another day. Bye, 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 baby. Don't cry, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Ooh, your Papa's off to the seven seas. Seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. So he can be sweet to you another day. Bye, 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 baby. Don't cry, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Your papa's off to the seven seas.
That's Ella Mae Morse and Shoo Shoo Baby, number 10 this week in 1944. For the former girl singer for the Freddie Slack Orchestra, now a solo performer, she was accompanied there by the Dick Walters Orchestra, and that tune was coming down after peaking at number 4. We've turned the calendar back 82 years to the middle of March in 1944, when the President of the United States is Franklin Roosevelt. The Vice President is Henry Wallace. The population, 138 million. And we're now more than 2 years into World War II. There's talk of invasion of Europe. Already, Allied forces are in Italy and slowly making progress, while the Russians are pushing the Nazis back on the Eastern Front, and the Allies are establishing a stronghold in the Pacific. Meanwhile, here at home, we're doing our part. We're working in the war industries. That includes the farmers, too, soldiers without uniforms. We round up materials that can be used for the fight. And also rationing is a major part of our lifestyle. And speaking of rationing, be sure to check the schedule in the newspaper this weekend for which stamps are valid and for how long. There were various books and colors and letters and number codes, and they'd have to be used for meats and fats, canned goods, sugar, shoes, gasoline. Meanwhile, as we're all fully involved in the war, back on January 11th, President Roosevelt, in the State of the Union address, proposed a second Bill of Rights.
The right to a useful and remunerative job in the industry. The right to earn enough to provide adequate food and clothing and recreation. The right of farmers to raise and sell their products at a return which will give them and their families a decent living. The right of every businessman, large and small, to trade in an atmosphere of freedom from unfair competition and domination by monopolies at home or abroad. The right of every family to a decent home. The right to adequate medical care and the opportunity to achieve and enjoy good health. The right to adequate protection from the economic fears of old age and sickness and accident and unemployment. Finally, the right to a good education.
And while that constitutional question would later be debated, what stunned the Congress was another proposal that basically called for a labor draft for war work. Many believe that the recommendation for national service law was regarded as his answer to the steel and railroad strike threats from back in December. Even in wartime, they keep playing the game of politics here in early 1944. Back on the countdown this weekend, at number 9 was the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra.
Star eye, that to me is what your eyes are. Soft as stars in April skies are. Tell me someday you fulfill the promise of a thrill. Stars, flashing eyes in which my hopes rise. Let me show you where my heart lies. Let me prove that it adores that loveliness of yours. All my life I've felt content to stargaze at the skies. Now I only want to melt the stardust in your eyes. Star eyes, when if ever will my lips know if it's me for whom those eyes glow. Makes no difference where you are, your eyes will hold my guiding star. Oh, star eyes, how lovely you are.
Star eyes, that's the way you make my eyes shine. When those lips of yours caress mine, just to have you by my side would leave me starry-eyed. Star eyes, lonely eyes you put a dream in. Eyes that only you're supreme in. Don't you know it's just for you? They sparkle as they do. Though the stars aren't real, I know they show how much I care. Tell me how it makes you feel to know you put them there. Star eyes, when if ever will your heart know that it's you for whom these eyes glow. Makes no difference where you are, my eyes will hold your wishing star. So kiss me and wish on a star.
The Jimmy Dorsey Band, with vocals by Kitty Callan and Bob Eberle, Star Eyes. That was on the flip side of their hit, They're Either Too Young or Too Old. It was at number 9 this weekend. It peaked at number 3.
In some homes, light-painted woodwork presents a cleaning problem, especially if there are young children around. In other homes, and I hope yours is one of them, this problem has been nearly eliminated thanks to the newest form of Johnson's Wax, the cream wax. This unusual polish was created especially for furniture and woodwork, and it does a remarkable job. Johnson's cream wax cleans as it polishes, takes off dirt, fingerprints, and smudges like magic. With very little rubbing, it leaves a satiny wax finish that brings out the beauty of the surface as well as protecting it. It's a perfect wax polish for enameled kitchen equipment like refrigerators, stoves, and cabinets. Johnson's cream wax is a white liquid, very easy to use, contains no oil to collect dust. It gives furniture a hard, dry finish that makes cleaning and dusting so much easier. Try a bottle of Johnson's cream wax.
We'll pick some up this weekend. Thank you, Harlow Wilcox. And now, back to the countdown. Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians hold spot number 8. Speak low.
Summer day withers away too soon, too soon. Speak low when you speak love. Our moment is swift, like ships adrift, we're swept apart too soon. Speak low, darling, speak low. Love is a spark lost in the dark. Too soon, too soon. I feel wherever I go that tomorrow is here, tomorrow is near, and always too soon. Time is so old and love love is pure gold and time a thief. It's late, darling, it's late. The curtain descends, everything ends too soon, too soon. I wait, darling, I wait. Will you speak low to me, speak love to me, and soon? Speak love, speak low. Speak love, speak low.
Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, Speak Low, number 8 on the Billboard sales chart this weekend in 1944. That was Billy Leach on the vocals, his only hit with the group. The record peaked at number 5, and the song came from the musical One Touch of Venus. Well, let's give you a bonus record from this weekend in 44. Looking over at the jukebox chart, coming in at number 6 is Johnny Long's orchestra. Patty Duggan sings No Love, No Nothing. Thank you.
what I said still gone. No love, no nothing, and that's a promise I'll keep. No fun with no one. I'm getting plenty of sleep. My heart's on strike, and though it's like an empty honeycomb. No love, no soul, no nothing till my baby comes home. No love, no soul, no nothing till my baby comes home.
That's the orchestra led by left-handed violinist and North Carolina native Johnny Long, with Patty Dugan on the vocals, No Love, No Nothing. That's the band's second top 10 hit, number 6 on the jukebox survey this weekend in 1944. And that's where we're listening to the memories today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day. And the Wolftones get us started with the Wearin' of the Green.
Oh, Paddy dear, and did you hear the news that's going round? The shamrock is by law forbid to grow on Irish ground. St. Patrick's Day no more we'll keep, his colours can't be seen. For they're hanging men and women for the wearing of the green. I met with Nabertandy and he took me by the hand. He said, how's dear old Ireland and how does she stand? She's the most distressful country that you have ever seen. For the hanging men and women, for the wearing of the green. For the wearing of the green, for the wearing of the green. They're hanging men and women for the wearing of the green. And since the colour we must wear is England's cruel red, sure Ireland's sons will ne'er forget the blood that they have shed. You may take the shamrock from your hat and cast it on the sod, but 'twill take root and flourish there, no wonder foot is trod. My father loved his country and sleeps within its breast, while I that would have died for her must never so be blessed. Those tears my mother shed for me, how bitter they had been, if I had proved a traitor to the wearing of the green. For the wearing of the green, for the wearing of the green. They're hanging men and women for the wearing of the green. But if at last our colours should be torn from Ireland's heart, her sons with shame and sorrow from the dear old Isle will part. I've heard a whisper of a land that lies beyond the sea, where rich and poor stand equal in the light of freedom's day. Oh, Ireland, must we leave you driven by a tyrant's hand, and seek a mother's blessing from a strange and distant land, where the cruel cross of England shall never more be seen. And in that land we live and die, still wearing Ireland's green. For the wearing of the green, for the wearing of the green. They're hanging men and women for the wearing of the green. For the wearing of the green, for the wearing of the green. They're hanging men and women for the wearing of the green.
Of a flower that now droops and dead, yet dearer to me, yes, than all of its mates, though each holds aloft its proud head. 'Twas given to me by a girl that I know, since we've met this I've known no repose. She's dearer by far than the world's brightest star, and I call her my wild Irish Rose. My wild Irish Rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish Rose. My wild Irish Rose, the dearest flower that grows. And someday for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish Rose. Their roses, which by other name would smell just as sweetly, they say. But I know that my rose would never consent to have that sweet name taken away. For glances are shy whene'er I pass by the bar where my true love reposes. And my one wish has been that someday I may win the heart of my wild Irish Rose. My wild Irish Rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish Rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows. And someday for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
My wild Irish rose. That was John McCormick, a recording from 1914. And before that, the legendary Irish band from Dublin, the Wolf Tones, and the Wearin' O' the Green. We're celebrating St. Patrick's Day this weekend, so we're a little bit Irish on today's show. This singer made the most of his Irish heritage. It's Morton Downey.
There's a tear in your eye, sure I'm wondering why, for it never should be there at all. With such power in your smile, sure a stone you'd beguile, and there's never a teardrop should fall. With a lilt in your laughter like some fairy song, sure your eyes twinkle bright as can be. You should laugh all the while and all other times smile. So now smile a smile for me. When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. With a lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they'd steal your heart away. Smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. With a lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they'd steal your heart away.
He was dubbed the Irish Nightingale, but he was born in Connecticut. That was Morton Downey, When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. Downey once estimated that he sang that song more than 10,000 times. And we're smiling for St. Patrick's Day on Today Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff, and today we're counting down the hits from the third weekend of March in 1944. And we resume the countdown at number 7 with a song based on a nursery rhyme. It's Mare Ze Dotes by the Altrace Orchestra.
Here and tell us the funny little story of Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes.
I know a ditty, nutty as a fruitcake, screwy as a goon, and silly as a loon. Some call it pretty, others call it crazy, but they all sing this tune. Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? If the words seem queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. Whoa, mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? A kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? Say, Al, how about you coming down and singing this number? I'm telling you, it's driving me crazy. All right, baby.
Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? If the words seem queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. Whoa, mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? A kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? Come on, boys and girls, let's all have a bit of fun with this. Let's all join in mares eat oats. Here we go, ready.
Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you?
If the words seem queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy.
Whoa, mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? A kiddly divey too, wouldn't you?
Silly little thing, but cute.
The story goes that the novelty song Mersey Dotes got its start when the 4-year-old daughter of one of the songwriters, Milton Drake, came home one day singing an old English nursery rhyme. Drake teamed up with two other songwriters, Al Hoffman and Jerry Livingston, and came up with music for the new version. But as you can imagine, no one wanted to publish or record such a silly song, but bandleader Al Trace decided to take a chance on it. And it's become a big hit, not only here at home, but also overseas, because servicemen would use the lyrics as passwords. That was Al Trace and his Silly Symphonist at number 7 this weekend in 1944. The vocals were by the 43-year-old Chicago native Trace and Red Maddock. Well, now it's off to Broadway to see what was on stage this weekend 82 years ago. Lots of good ones. Lots of long-running programs like Life with Father. It's been around since 1939. More than 1,830 shows. Arsenic and Old Lace has totaled 1,350 runs. Angel Street's at 960, and the Dough Girls are up to 500. Also playing is Harriet, Kiss and Tell, Three's a Family, and Tomorrow the World. For musicals, there's Oklahoma with more than 400 performances now. There's Early to Bed, The Merry Widow, and Ziegfeld Follies. There's One Touch of Venus with Mary Martin, Kenny Baker, and Paula Lawrence. And Cole Porter's Mexican Hayride. It stars Bobby Clark, June Havoc, and here, Wilbur Evans.
If a love song I could only write, a song with words and music divine, I would serenade you every night till you'd relent and consent to be mine. But alas, just an amateur am I, and so I'll not be surprised, my dear, if you smile and politely pass it by. When this my first love song you hear,
Wilbur Evans and I Love You, from Cole Porter's musical Mexican Hayride, playing on Broadway this weekend in 1944. We're a little bit Irish on today, Seems Like Old Times. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. And we've got lots of Irish favorites today, like this one from Kate Smith.
Prettiest thing, and every night in his sweet Irish way, under her window he'd sing, Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day, you're my filigadoosh, shinamarooshy, balderalda, boom toodie, Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day, you're my filigadoosh, shinamarooshy, balderalda, boom toodie, you're daring, you're darling, you're lovely, that's what I mean when I say, Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day, you're my filigadooshy, shinamarooshy, balderalda, boom toody, boom toody, boom toody, boom toody, yeah.
my finnegadoosha, shinnamarusha, balderalda, boom, tootie,
eh. Round the day,
round the day. You're my finnegadoosha, shinnamarusha, balderalda, boom, tootie, eh. You're daring, you're darling, you're lovely. That's what I mean when I say, Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day. You're my filigadoosha, shinnamarusha, balderalda, boom, tootie, boom, tootie, boom, tootie, boom, tootie, eh.
There's Kate Smith from 1941 and Rose O'Day, as we salute the Shamrock today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, the Wayback Machine has taken us to the third weekend of March in 1944. And we're playing the top records off the Billboard chart this week, and we're up to number 6 with Frank Sinatra.
I couldn't sleep a wink last night because we had that silly fight. I thought my heart would break the whole night through. I knew that you'd be sorry, and I'm sorry too. I didn't have my favorite dream, the one in which I hold you tight. I had to call you up this morning to see if everything was still all right. Yes, I had to call you up this morning, 'cause I couldn't sleep a wink last night.
I couldn't sleep a wink.
Everything was still all right. Yes, I had to call you up this morning, 'cause I couldn't sleep a wink last night.
There's Frank Sinatra with the Bobby Tucker Singers, number 6 this weekend in 1944, I Couldn't Sleep a Wink Last Night. The record peaked at number 4. That would be his only top 10 of the year until he hit with White Christmas in late December. Well, let's turn on the old Philco and see what's coming over the radio airwaves this weekend. Just a couple of weeks ago, the debut of Columbia Presents Corwin, a 22-week dramatic anthology series from the famed writer of the Columbia Workshop and the special We Hold These Truths, which aired a week after Pearl Harbor, and This Is War in early 42. Well, some of our favorite shows here in 1944 during the days, we get all the soap operas like Bright Horizon, Light of the World, Road of Life. Ma Perkins runs on both NBC and CBS, but the most listened to soap opera, When a Girl Marries, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern. In the mornings, there's Breakfast with Brenneman, and for the kids in the afternoon, Jack Armstrong. On the weekends, we look forward to Late Sunday Afternoon and The Shadow. Also, John Charles Thomas with the Westinghouse program and Andre Castellanet's orchestra. The top Saturday afternoon show is Stars Over Hollywood. I see Burl Ives has a Saturday afternoon show on CBS called Melodies of Home. And then in prime time, the top 10 are Maxwell House Coffee Time, that's Fanny Bryce and Frank Morgan, Mr. District Attorney, Abbott and Costello, Joan Davis, The Aldrich Family, Jack Benny, Bergen and McCarthy. And the top 3 are Tuesday night on NBC, Red Skelton, Bob Hope, and number 1, Fibber McGee and Molly. And on this past Tuesday night show, the McGees finally got a maid. the cheery, bubbly Beulah.
Excuse me, Miss McGee.
Yes, Beulah.
Where? Where does one locate the calendar, ma'am?
Well, you don't need a calendar with me around, Beulah. I always know what day it is. It's March 14th.
Well, thank you, sir, but that don't help.
Why doesn't it, Beulah?
I can't wash no vegetables in there.
Wash the vegetables?
Oh, you mean the colander. Oh. Well, it's in the kitchen cabinet. And say, Beulah, Dr. Gamble will be here for dinner, and we want everything especially nice.
Yes, ma'am. I fixed everything real pretty. Do the doctor eat hearty?
Well, the doctor has what you might call a bird-like appetite, Beulah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that is if you call an ostrich a bird.
Yes, call an ostrich a bird. Look at you. Love that man.
That would become the signature parting line for Beulah as she laughed at the corny jokes from Fibber McGee. And the audience in the studio couldn't help but laugh at the black maid being played by a white man, Marlon Hurt. Fibber McGee and Molly, the number one radio show here in 1944. And let's give you a bonus record from this weekend. It's the latest from the Duke Ellington Orchestra. Do nothing till you hear from me. Originally recorded in 1940 as Concerto for Cootie, a showcase for trumpeter Cootie Williams. Retitled Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me, and it's the number one platter on the Harlem Hit Parade this weekend in 1944. Also today, we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day. And this is always a fun one. It's the Irish Rovers.
A long time ago when the earth was green, and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen. They'd run around free when the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty Beckhamers and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God seen some sinning, and it gave him pain, and he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo and take some of them green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn. Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn. Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees. Noah cried, close the door, 'cause the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait for no unicorn. The ark started moving, it drifted with the tide. Then unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never seen a unicorn till this very day. You'll see green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
The Unicorn by the Irish Rovers, a group of Canadians who made it onto the charts in 1968 with that song. That was a top 10 record. My friends, be sure to check out the show website, oldtimesradio.com. On Facebook, click that like button for Seems Like Old Times, and follow us on Twitter, too. And the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. And that's it for hour number one of today's show. We'll see you after the break with more Irish songs and more of the hits from this week in 1944 on Seems Like Old Times.